No, I don't think anybody did. And even if they say that they did, I'm not sure that I would take that at face value. There's a very small network of people that knew about this. And one of the reasons I think the club, terribly creditably, have managed to keep it secret to the last minute, is that the guy who Kevin uses, he doesn't really have an agent, he has more of an advisor. Throughout his career, that's been Chris Gibson, who happens to be the director of rugby at Yorkshire Carnegie. So I think this has been kept very much in-house between a few people. It's a decision that I think that has fermented probably since the close season in Kevin's mind, and has come to fruition probably about 3 weeks ago, and nobody knew about it before they walked into that room today.
There's been quite a number of changes at Leeds Rhinos, obviously with Peacock joining Hull KR's coaching staff as well, and now this decision from Kevin Sinfield. Swapping coats is obviously a huge thing, isn't it, for any rugby player. Why do you think he made this decision now?
I think there's two stories here. One is about the end of his career at Leeds Rhinos and the fact that he's not going to be playing rugby league anymore. And I think if anybody's feeling sadness, it's because obviously he has been, I think you used the word two or three times in the introduction, he's not just been a fantastic player for this generational team, he's been the captain. He has been the absolute inspiration behind everything that's been achieved. So I think when that comes to an end, whether you follow the team or not, you acknowledge the huge contribution that he's made to rugby league, and obviously skippered his team in a World Cup as well, and was 7 seconds away from them making a final. So I think the first thing to do is there's almost a grieving process for rugby league that one of their great players will no longer be playing. And to be fair, I think that's come a year earlier than everybody, even people who were very close to him at Leeds, thought would be. We could see retirement. He mentioned when he stopped playing international rugby, which was an incredibly difficult decision for him. I know he agonised over that for a long time, that he probably had 2 years in him, which would have taken him to the end of 2016. So I think a lot of Leeds fans and people within the game had reconciled themselves to the fact that he would be leaving, but they'd assumed it would be retirement and at the end of the following season, not at the end of this season. I think the second question then becomes, well, why has he gone to rugby union, and is that a good move for him personally? And actually, it's a fantastic move for him personally on two fronts. One is that it will prolong his career. I don't think there's any doubt that playing rugby union at championship level, he will probably have two or three seasons at least there. I don't think he would have two or three seasons left in Super League. So I think that's one thing. And I think because it is the championship level, I think he feels that he can do his usual ultra-professional preparation, become the best he can be, but he'll do it in a slightly less rarefied atmosphere than the Premiership, and he'll be able to try and take the team forward, and that will appeal to him. I think the other thing as well is he's a man of routine. And if he can still go to Headingley every day to do his job, not uproot his family at this stage in his career, then that would work for him as well, I think.
That was the first thing I thought of, to be honest. This is a way to extend his career and prolong everything that he's doing in the game. Switching codes, as you said, and moving to that championship level. He can still do what he does, as you mentioned, and do it extremely well whilst continuing to do what he absolutely loves.
I think there's another issue as well about real top-class sportsmen, the ones who are at the peak of their profession. I think they like to challenge themselves these days in more than one sport. I think this is, again, a legacy of full-time professionalism, which started in rugby league and rugby union about the same time, when Super League came in 96 in rugby league, and we went full-time the year before, 95, rugby union went openly professional. And you look at people like Sonny Bill Williams, who's done rugby league, rugby union, boxing. You look at Sam Burgess now, who's done league and union. I think when you're at the peak of your profession, you actually want to challenge yourself in different sports. And the fact that you now are paid to be a sportsman, why wouldn't you want to be paid to play it for another 3 or 4 years when you can see that probably you're coming to the end of your career in one, try another.
Without a shadow of a doubt, if you can do something else in your sport and you can move on and continue playing, not have to work behind the scenes, this is a fantastic thing for Kevin to do. Now, just having a quick look at some of the reaction we've had on Twitter, the most vociferous one, really, if you will, is from Graham Rhino10, obviously a huge Rhino fan. He says, it's a sin. Sinfield is going to the dark side. Do you think that this is going to be a common thought amongst many Leeds Rhinos fans?
I hope not. I think they just should focus on what he's done for the Rhinos. He is the highest point scorer He's the most successful captain. He's broken some records that when, certainly I was growing up, there were names in the history books at Leeds that were predominantly Lewis Jones that I never thought would ever be beaten, and Kevin Sinfield has surpassed all of those. I think you've just got to focus on the fact that this whole golden decade of success, I mean, he'll have been at Leeds for 19 years, came there as a 13-year-old, the number of opportunities he had to leave but chose not to, to see it through and to produce the greatest team Leeds have ever had under his leadership. I don't think you need to even worry where he's going. They're just different sports, and in the same way that rugby league people just need to absolutely let it go, rugby union people need to do likewise. I'm sure there'll be some saying, oh, he's left it too late, he can't possibly be a success. He is the ultimate, most dedicated professional you could meet, and if he sets himself a task to lead Yorkshire Carnegie into the Premiership, then he'll leave no stone unturned to do it. And it's a clever marketing coup by Yorkshire Carnegie as well, because whilst Graham may well think that Kevin Sinfield's career effectively ends at the end of this season, there'll be quite a lot of Leeds Rhinos fans that will want to now follow him in his new career and just see how he goes and wish him all the best.
And staying within the family does it all the power of good, really, for the Yorkshire side, doesn't it?
I think there's several reasons why he would want to do this. Again, we talked about he's a creature of habit, and he's enabling him to stay within what we might call the rugby family at Headingley. He's going to be close again to people like Gary Hetherington, who's the joint CEO, and say Chris Gibson as well. I think he's had some meetings, obviously, with Brian Redpath, who's going to be his coach. Francis Cummins, who he's played with and worked with, is at the moment helping out on the coaching staff at Carnegie. So I think there's every reason to think that if there can be a smooth transition, then this is as smooth as it can be to help him in what will be, I mean, he's acknowledged at the press conference today, he has never played rugby union before. He's going to be 34 years old when he starts. There will be some championship teams rubbing their hands that they can exploit that. But what they probably don't realise is this is a guy that will train twice as hard as anybody else and twice as long as anybody else to make sure that he isn't shown up. He also has an absolutely superb kicking game, and from the limited knowledge I know of rugby union, that's going to be quite an asset.
Do you think, Phil, finally, that we're going to see another player like Kevin for the Leeds Rhinos or any team in the Super League?
You'd hope so. I mean, one of the other messages that came out from the press conference today, especially from Brian McDermott, was that there is succession planning going on and has been for quite a while. And obviously, Liam Sutcliffe at the moment is being touted as the man most likely to. He won't be another Kevin Sinfield. Nobody will be. But that's not to say that success will come through different players of a younger generation playing a slightly different way to their strengths rather than the ones that he had. What we do know is we have witnessed a generational player. When there is talk of inductions in Hall of Fames, of statues being built, of people whose names will live forever within the portals of Headingley, then Kevin Sinfield will be one of those names.
Yes, I think he will without a doubt go down as an absolute club legend. Phil, thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, you can catch Phil as well on the Last Tackle, which you can find on our YouTube channel, and sort yourself out with 4020 Magazine as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Phil.
Always a pleasure.